Hey, kids, it's Bob the Tomato.
And Larry the Cucumber.
Today's VeggieTales podcast is coming to you live from a real-life factory.
That's right. We're going inside Nezzer's Neverfull Fix-It Factory.
It's the pride and joy of our old friend, Mr. Nezzer.
And joy is what today's podcast is all about.
Put on your listening ears.
And your listening toes.
Listening toes?
Flow with me, Bob.
All right, let's go inside and explore. Wow! This is it. Nezzer's Neverfull Fix-It Factory.
They make everything here. Bicycles, tubas, skateboards, toasters, kazoos. Thanks for demonstrating, Bob. They even make hard hats to protect your noggin.
Larry, please stop knocking on my head.
Sorry, Bob. I'm just super excited about these super cool hats.
Is it just me, or did you hear quacking?
They must make rubber duckies here.
Rubber duckies don't...
Uh-oh, that didn't sound good.
Bob! Larry!
Mr. Nezzer, your factory is...
Broken! The whole factory's malfunctioned.
But this is Nezzer's Neverfull Fix-It Factory. Can't you just fix it?
That's the thing. I lost the warranty for my factory.
A warranty? What's that?
A warranty is a promise from the manufacturer that if something breaks, it can be fixed.
Excuse me, but what is a manufacturer?
A good question, Larry. Mr. Nezzer, can you explain that to our listeners?
A manufacturer is the name for the person who makes the thing.
Exactly. Wait, I thought your factory manufactured factory warranties.
We do, but not the factory warranty for the factory.
Let me get this straight. Your factory malfunctioned, so you need the factory warranty to get the factory fixed. Because if your factory's never fixed, it won't be Nezzer's Neverfull Fix-It Factory.
You're a fast learner and a fast talker.
Well, now that we got all that straightened out, we can get on with the tour.
The tour? I couldn't possibly give you a tour of the factory now.
But why?
This whole factory debacle has me feeling way too blue.
But what about all the cool stuff we're supposed to see?
I don't know, Larry. If I can't show you all the bells and whistles, it's just too sad. Maybe one of the ducks can show you around.
A tour from a duck.
So there are ducks in the factory.
Can ducks really do that?
Sounds like you need to brush up on your duck facts.
Hey, Mr. Nezzer, where are you going? We have a podcast to do.
About joy.
Joy? Ha!
Is that duck wearing a hard hat?
Excuse me, sir. Sir? Mr. Ducky? Could you spare a few moments?
Come on, Larry. Let's go back to the studio. If we hurry, we can make it back in time to introduce the next segment.
This sounds like a job for the Larrymobile.
You mean the superhero car of Larry Boy, the one and only hero of Bumbleyburg? But how?
I have, connections.
Unbelievable. That was fast.
Fast? Ha! That was nothing. Before the theme song's over, we'll be back at the studio. Hold on to your hard hat, Bob.
Well, folks, we made it.
Thanks to the Larrymobile.
And now we're back in the studio with everyone's favorite scientist,
Dr. Flurry. And he's bringing us some fun feathered facts.
Greetings, listeners. Dr. Flurry here. Have you ever thought to yourself, I really need to brush up on my duck facts?
Ooh, I have. Just today, in fact.
You don't say.
I do say. Well, actually, Mr. Nezzer said, because our factory tour got canceled when he lost the factory warranty. And then he said maybe the ducks...
Larry, we're interrupting the segment.
Oops, just pretend we're not here. I'm wearing my listening ears.
Ahem. This is Fun Feathered Facts with Dr. Flurry, the part of the show where we talk about ducks.
Quack, quack for duck facts.
Did you know that ducks can be found in almost every part of the Earth? Pick a continent, and you'll be sure to find one of our feathery friends.
Feathery friends, duck moms are called hens.
Ducks lay eggs 5 to 12 at a time, and they take a month to hatch. It takes most human babies about a year to learn to walk. But duck babies, also known as ducklings, learn to fly in just 5 to 8 weeks.
Ducks learn faster than babies.
That's right. Ducks are great in the air and the water. Ducks have webbed feet that act like little paddles. That's why they're such great swimmers. And fluffy, waterproof feathers keep them warm when they're wet.
Quack, quack, for duck facts.
But this is where our quacky facts get a little wacky. Did you know that ducks sleep with half their brains awake? Sometimes they'll sleep all night with one eye wide open, watching for predators. I bet a duck made up the saying, you should sleep with one eye open.
They're quacky and wacky.
Ducks are known for quacking. But did you know that there are some ducks that don't quack at all? Some ducks grunt, whistle, coo, even yodel.
We don't know how to yodel.
This has been Fun Feathered Facts with Dr. Flurry.
Thank you, Dr. Flurry. That was very educational.
You know, ducks and cucumbers sure have a lot in common.
They do?
Yodel-a-hee. Yodel-a-hee-hoo. See? Just like a duck.
Ah, yes. The yodeling.
Well, what do you say we take a call from one of our listeners?
Good idea, Larry. Producer Petunia, do you have a caller for us today?
Sure do. This is Tyson calling from Springfield, Missouri.
Hi, Tyson. Bob and Larry on the line. How can we help?
Well, I just got back from the funnest family vacation. We rode roller coasters and had popsicles and got to swim in the ocean every day.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It was, but now I'm home and it feels like all the fun is over. Oh, and get this, I got a cool new flashlight from the souvenir shop, and I lost it on the airplane ride home.
Oh no, your brand new flashlight?
Yeah, I guess I'm just wondering, how am I supposed to be happy when everything feels... blah.
I think we've all felt like that a time or two, and do you know what helps me?
Ooh, yodeling?
Well, that might help. But what really helps me is remembering that there's a difference between happiness and joy.
Ah.
You see, Tyson, happiness can come and go. There are 365 days in a year, and not everyone can be a holiday or vacation. But the good news is that Jesus gives us something worth celebrating every day of the year. Joy.
Joy?
Yep. The Bible talks about two guys who were full of joy.
Paul and Silas.
That's right. These two guys were thrown into prison. And do you know what they did?
What did they do?
They made a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yodel-a-hee!
Kind of. Paul and Silas were so full of joy that they praised God, even though they were in prison.
I just love joy. It's contagious.
It is. And it never leaves us because it comes from God. You could say that joy is like a warranty for our happiness.
So joy is like happiness that lasts, no matter what?
Exactly. God has a way of fixing and restoring whatever seems lost or broken. So on happy days, and even sad days, the joy of the Lord strengthens us. Joy is the promise from our Maker that our happiness can last, even in tough times.
Huh, I never thought of it like that, but I already feel a little better. Thanks, Bob and Larry.
Call any time, Tyson.
And definitely try the yodeling.
Bob, Larry, I have our next guest on the line.
Is it Mr. Nezzer saying he changed his mind and he wants to give us a hard hat tour of his factory after all?
No, but it's the next best thing.
My Aunt Ruth calling to say she shaved her beard?
Oh, not that either.
Let me guess, Petunia. Is it Mr. Lunt?
Yes, he's joining us from across the globe in a country called Tanzania.
Tanzawera?
Tanzania. It's on the east side of Africa.
Wow, let's patch in the call.
You got it.
Mr. Lunt. Mr. Lunt, are you there?
Hi, everyone. I'm here in the plains of the Serengeti National Park in Tanzania. Just hanging out with the locals and... They're a hoot. Sorry, we haven't stopped laughing in days. You have to meet my new friends.
Hello.
Can you tell us more about these friends of yours, Mr. Lunt?
I'll let them speak for themselves.
What did they say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess you don't speak laughing hyena.
Nope.
They said they're so happy to meet the cucumber from VeggieTales.
Me? I can't believe they know about me.
They've watched all your shows.
Wow, all the way in Tanzania.
Well, I'm so glad they could finally meet Larry. What did your friends just say?
They think you're funny, Bob.
But I didn't say anything funny.
I know, it's hilarious.
I've always wondered something about hyenas. Do they ever get tired of laughing?
Oh, interesting question. Let me ask. They laughed at your question. Even on a day when nothing goes right, there's always something to laugh at. Because joy brings out the best in hard times.
They said all that?
They are wise hyenas.
I'd say.
Well, thanks for being on today's show, Mr. Lunt. And thank your friends.
I will. Oh, and before we go, the hyenas wanted to teach you guys something in their language. Now it's your turn.
What did we just say?
God made you special, and he loves you very much.
Aww.
Bob, Larry, since the factory tour was called off, I made some calls to a few of our friends and fans. You're never going to guess who loves listening to the VeggieTales podcast. When they found out we needed a guest, they rushed over to the studio to join us.
No way!
Let's welcome Joy, our local weather person, to the VeggieTales podcast.
Thrilled to be here. Looks like a cold front is coming in. Up to 10 inches of snow.
Oh, sounds like bad weather.
Oh, Larry, there's no such thing as bad weather. Just bad clothing.
With all that snow, I won't be able to play outside.
Well, maybe inside is a better place for you to be today. Time to hang out with friends, tidy things up, or even look for an opportunity to help your neighbor. Like shoveling their driveway. We don't know what each day holds, but we know who holds it. And that is how we can accept and find joy in whatever things come our way.
Gosh, Joy, those words are words to weather any storm. Thank you.
Of course. Oh, and there is a chance of warmer weather by Saturday.
Wow, Bob. I know this show hasn't gone the way we planned, but I'm so glad we didn't let that steal our joy.
We've learned so much today, and... Petunia, did you plan another caller?
I didn't, but you should go ahead and answer.
You're on the VeggieTales podcast.
Bob, Larry.
Mr. Nesser?
I've been listening to the show. What you said to Tyson, all the stuff from those delightful hyenas, and the surprise guest, I realized that I had it all wrong. I may have lost the factory warranty for my factory, but that doesn't mean I have to lose my joy. I promised you a tour of my factory, and I want to make good on my promise. After all, that's what we do at Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory.
Really? You'll give us the tour?
Absolutely. And will you still play my commercial?
You've got it, Mr. Nesser. We'll see you soon.
Sooner than soon.
Oh, boy. The Larry-mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, though, how do you know Larry Boy?
Have you ever wanted something? Something squeaky? Something beaky? Something a little creaky? At Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory, you'll find everything under the sun. Everything! And it's warranty-backed for years of fun. You want toe socks or sizzling walks? We have back scratchers and flax crackers. Need a tail for your kite? Or a kite for your cat? Or a toe for your foot? Or a foot for a gnat?
Why would I need that?
Even if you don't, it's warranty-backed, and you can find it at Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory.
Sorry, where?
At Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory. Buy it or break it. Either way, we'll take it.
I'm confused by your business model.
Warranty in the back, party in the front. That's our promise at...
Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory?
Now you're quacking.
Wait, what was that?
You'll find out at Nesser's Never Full Fix-It Factory.
Hey kids, want to join real life heroes sharing the good news of Jesus? Then tune in today to Good News Heroes on Unite Radio. explore stories of missionary heroes, like Corrie Ten Boom, helping Jews during World War II.
Just yesterday, I saw the Jewish family down the street be arrested as if they were criminals. There's got to be something we can do to help.
Or missionary pilot Nate Saint, breaching the Aucas in the jungles of Ecuador.
I hope that someday the airplane will be an important part of telling them about Jesus.
That's not all. Explore the Bible on Good News Devos. What will you explore first? The story of Joseph? The Lord's Prayer? Or maybe the armor of God? Connect to Christ with Unite Radio wherever you listen to podcasts. Search for Unite Radio, that's U-N-I-T-E Radio, or visit cefonline.com/heroes. That's cefonline.com/heroes.
We're back! That's right. We're back at Nezer's Never Full Fix-It Factory with Mr. Nezer himself.
And we're wearing hard hats.
Larry, what did we say about the knocking?
Sorry, Bob.
So, Mr. Nezer, what do you have planned for us?
It is my honor and privilege to give you the hard hat tour of Nezer's Never Full Fix-It Factory. If we don't make it, we have a warranty that can fix it. Unless the thing that needs fixing is the factory.
Oh, this place is amazing!
It's so big, and there's so much stuff!
And yet it's never full. If you'll follow me past these wind-up monkey toys, you'll find our big selection of bells. Church bells, handbells, cowbells, more cowbells, bicycle bells. Oh, and on your left, you'll see our whistles for trains, factories, referees, lifeguards, dogs, and wallabies.
Wallaby whistles?
They're only sold in Australia.
And what can you tell us about all the ducks?
Seriously, you two really need to brush up on your duck facts.
Hey, look! That duck has something in its bill.
It looks like a piece of paper.
Well, I'll be! You found the warranty for our factory.
The factory can be fixed.
Look at this, Bob. Can you believe I let this lost piece of paper steal my joy?
Mr. Nezer, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it looks like your warranty has expired.
You mean it's too late to use it?
Afraid so.
Oh, boy. You know what? I just got my joy back. I'm not going to let some bad news take it from me.
You know, God's word tells us to be joyful always. That means that all the time, there's a way to be joyful.
I guess you could say, joy never expires.
I couldn't think of a better way to end a show about joy.
Thanks for being on the VeggieTales podcast, Mr. Nezer. And thank you to all our listeners out there. Whether you're listening in your bedroom, your car, or your robot squeaker named Pixie. You bring us so much joy.
Until next time, remember, God made you special.
What was that?
It's Laughing Hyena, for he loves you very much.